The Dallas Cowboys have won only one playoff game in the last 16 seasons. It's a dismal result for the team that earned three Super Bowl rings in the 1990s. Last weekend, NBC's Bob Costas asked team owner Jerry Jones whether he'd have fired his general manager if his general manager was someone other than himself. On the line to discuss the answer to that existential question is Reiner Saban, who covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. Reiner, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
So the suspense is killing me. Did Jerry Jones see the error of his ways and immediately fire himself?
No. I don't imagine that will happen anytime soon. He's pretty committed to the fact that he'll be running the football operations in name only and also directly.
Now, not so long ago, the Cowboys were America's team, or at least that's what they said they were. How bad are they right now?
They still make plenty of money, and they're valued more than any other franchise in the NFL. But the fact is that the results are lacking, and I think it's pretty indicative of a franchise that really has fallen.
The team that won those three Super Bowls back in the 90s, Jerry Jones was connected there, too. He must be a good GM, too, right?
Well, that's up for debate. It came to the fore this week after those comments that Jerry said, also after the game against Atlanta, that he was the general manager during the time that they did win those Super Bowls. But that's a little bit misleading because Jimmy Johnson, the head coach, really was in control of the football operations and making the personnel decisions.
On your website this week, one fed-up fan wrote as follows, "May his face become even more wrinkled and hideous than it is already. May misfortune and ridicule shadow his every step. May he someday come to understand the full measure of scorn and revilement against him, which glows like an ember in the hearts of Cowboy fans." Is that sentiment in any way representative?
Well, I think there's a very large segment of the fan base that has upset at Jerry for the fact that they have had so little success since that Super Bowl in the 95 season. And I think that sentiment is fairly widespread and it's growing.
I'm curious about what some of the legendary players of Cowboys of yore think. Was Roger Staubach weighed in on this situation?
He's always been very respectful of Jerry Jones' ownership, even though he never played under Jerry Jones. So he's always been a very classy kind of person, and he certainly has not raised any issue with Jones' ownership.
But the same can't be said of Cowboys fans.
No, I think, many of the large segment of fans that really feel he should reconsider his adamant stance on being general manager. The track record speaks for itself. I mean, the last 15 seasons, they haven't been successful. The general manager would not have survived that tenure if he wasn't also the owner of the team.
Reiner Saban covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. Reiner, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. When you're the Washington Wizards, you find your public relations opportunities where you can, and sometimes that pursuit requires a stretch. The stretch this time around finds the Wizards reaching back 35 years to the only championship the franchise has won back when they were the Bullets. This week, the team announced that before their April 6th game against the Pacers, the Wizards will distribute replicas of the championship ring Washington captured in 1978. Wizards fans worried that the experience might overwhelm them might consider attending instead the game on March 16th when the Wizards will be giving out lunchboxes.